In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have a friend who, he makes some good decisions, but he doesn't always make the best decisions. And sometimes he misunderstands things. And he heard years ago, he got a cold, and his doctor told him, okay, you know what you need right now? You need some orange juice and you need some chicken soup. So it just kind of stuck in his head. Orange juice and chicken soup. And he had it. And then it just got stuck in his head. That's good for you. So every single day, whether he was sick or not, he would have a big glass of orange juice and a whole bunch of chicken soup. Every day for years and years and years. And that's fine. Those things are fine, especially when you have a cold, but they don't fix everything. There are certain things that fix some things, and there's certain things that don't fix those things. And in fact, it's probably not a good idea to drink a whole lot of juice every day. There's a lot of sugar in it. You end up getting diabetes. So just because something is good for one thing doesn't mean it's good for everything. We have complicated souls. We have bodies as well. And certain things work for some things, and they don't work for others. And in fact, this is going to be like a little bit surprising. Prayer is the most important part of our lives. But we have to do other things too. And if I'm walking along and I break my leg, prayer is great for some things. If I break my leg, yes, I'm going to pray. But like, it's a good idea to go to the doctor too. Get a cast or whatever they have to do. Jesus is not like a thing that you can just staple to everything and he just fixes it all. He's not a handyman. There are certain things, if our house is getting messed up, it's like, you know, oh yeah, my bathroom is getting really dirty. Well, I better start praying so that it gets clean. No, I think you need to actually get some cleaning stuff and go and clean your bathroom. So we need a lot of things. Our bodies need all kinds of things. Sometimes our hearts, sometimes we're just like depressed, we're sad. We're going through a hard time in life. Prayer is absolutely important. You need to do that. But you know, sunshine helps too. Go take a walk outside. Fresh air does help. Talking to a friend, it actually does help. Having friends that care about you actually helps. Talking to your relatives, to your family. These are all good things, and they're things that we need. And so when Jesus, we call him truly the Word made flesh, he's our God, he's our Lord, he's our Savior. Yes, he's all of those things. But that doesn't mean we can just lock ourselves in our room and never go outside, never talk to anybody, never care about anything, and just pray all day. There are certain people that are called to a life similar to that. They're called hermits. But that's one in probably 100 million people maybe is called to that kind of life. For the rest of us, no. We need food, water, friendship, sunlight. We need work. We need these things. They're a part of our life. They're important for us. We need a good community. And it helps even sometimes, some people are lucky enough to have a good country. These are all good, healthy, important things that we need to work on and we need to do in their own right. That prayer is not going to replace. It can only be a part of it at best. That's the first half of it. There's two halves to what I'm saying though. That's only half of the story. The other half of the story is this. Even if you have perfect health, you have a great life, you have great friends, you have great relatives, you're close with your family, you live in an amazing country, you live in a great community, you can have all of those things. And if you don't have Christ, the deepest, most important part of your soul is going to be parched. It's going to be dead empty. So those things are important and they need their own attention. But they're not going to fill your heart. Look at what Jesus says in the gospel today. He says, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and he proclaimed, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Yes, all that stuff is great. It's important. Pay attention to it. Do it and do it wisely. But you can do all of it. You can check off every box without Christ, there's going to be some part of your soul that's just never going to be fulfilled. And some people fool themselves into thinking, you know what I need though? Yes, I still feel empty. I still feel a longing. I still feel thirsty. You know what? Maybe I just need another car. Maybe I just need a vacation. Sometimes that is what you need, is a vacation. But like some people get back from vacation and they need another vacation. Maybe try something different. Maybe I need a new, whatever. And they keep thinking these external things are going to fill their heart. No. I mean, people that have all those external things are still empty. There's a part of you. I said our souls are complicated things. Think about a church. A church building is a very good symbol for your soul. What does a church building have? There's a place for people. In your heart, there's a place for people. In your heart, you need to have friends and family and people that you love, that they are in your heart when you love them. And your heart is like this church. There's a place. And without those people, there's something wrong. There's a place in the church where there's even food. We have food waiting for us after Mass. Yeah, that's a part of our life. But there's a place in the church where only God belongs and nobody else and nothing else. It's the tabernacle. At the front, on top of the altar. That's the body of Christ. Absolutely nothing else goes in there. Nothing. There's a part of your heart, and maybe it's a small part, but it's the deepest part. There's a part of your heart that nothing else in the world will fill. The entire universe, if you could somehow fit it into that part of your heart, you would still feel thirsty. Because God belongs there and nothing else. And that's the way He created your heart. Your heart is His temple. So take care of all the other stuff. Do it. But you will feel thirsty. Don't fool yourself. Don't try to fit anything else in there. It's not going to work. You're still going to feel empty. You're still going to feel thirsty. But when you come to Christ, He says, if anyone is thirsty, first of all, realize that you're thirsty. Second, come to Me, Jesus says, and drink. Go to Him and drink. And that just means a couple of different things. But it means receive the Eucharist. Come, get yourself ready. Go to confession if you need to go to confession. Get your heart ready to receive Him, and then receive Him. Come to Jesus and drink. This is the true body of Christ that's in the tabernacle. And with His body, when you receive the Eucharist, when you receive communion, it is His body, blood, soul, and divinity. His body and His blood. You drink as well. You go to Him and you drink. He fills you. But that's also what prayer is. You come, you're united to His body, and then you go back to your seat and pray. Talk to Him. Maybe even after Mass, stay for a minute. Give Him a prayer of thanksgiving. And He says, He who comes to Me, he who believes in Me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of water. And so yes, there's a spot that only God can fill, and not only will He fill it, He will overflow. And out of your heart, water is going to be pouring. So brothers and sisters, as we come, receive the Eucharist today, pray that He may fill your heart, put Him in the most important part of your heart, in that tabernacle that's there in your temple. Let Him be your God. And pray to Him and love Him so that He can overflow into your life. I have a couple of announcements. First,